Hey, you're listening to a brand new podcast episode by the Herschel Saldanha Show of Truth Be Told, where we ask questions from the everyday incidents happening around us. In this episode, we'll be discovering how to take criticism from friends when you are growing in life. I had shared a form across my social media to gather questions from your observations in life. I have received a good number of responses from it. The reason I had done this was because I wanted to hear from you so that we can learn and grow from each other's experience. Let's check out the first question. The question is from Yash Ashok Maurya. He asks, what do you think when people around you start saying, bhai, tu badal gaya hai? He adds on saying, for me at first, I used to feel bad when people used to say this, like I'm the same person and all, and shit. But later I realized, it's just people can't accept seeing you growing. So they start saying, bhai, tu badal gaya hai. That's a great observation, Yash, and thank you for sharing this. I'm sure you can relate this to some form or other. You might have a close college buddy or a friend group who you used to hang out and enjoy your times together. As you progress in life, you slowly start to drift away from the gang or that friend due to your personal reasons or goals. We humans are smart to sense change. It's ingrained in our DNA. When your parents get to know that you're getting into bad habits or not doing the right thing, observe how they change their behavior to bring you to the right track. We might assume that they don't know anything, but you need to know they too have passed through your age. Like parents, your close ones also sense this behavior of yours. You might not be showing them consciously, but subconsciously you are projecting this attitude towards them. The reason they tell you, bhai, tu badal gaya hai, is because they miss the old you, who was maybe funny, enjoying the moment, or being there for your friends when they needed it the most. Bhai tu badal gaya hai, according to me, always doesn't mean that you are good and they are bad. Through your life journey, you came across some information that shaped you to understand more about yourself or gain some clarity about your life in things you want and things you don't want. When you gain this clarity, you subconsciously start changing and start to become better. These are good steps for you to grow towards your personal discovery. I remember when I started my first podcast episode, it was completely shit. You could literally hear cricket sounds in the background of the first episode. And PS, I record episodes at the night time. My voice was so robotic. You can check the first episode and laugh your ass out. So, I took a step that I will improve on my podcast. In this process of improving the podcast, I started connecting less with my cousins who were very close to me and we used to often meet. As I was growing my podcast, they used to tell me, I have changed. Because I was not connecting with them, I was always thinking about myself and I was not in the moment. But I was physically with them and mentally creating ideas to grow my podcast. When they used to say that I've changed, I had this ego that I'm right and let them say whatever they want. I don't care. But there was an incident which helped me to understand that it was my ego which was the root cause. it happened when my cousins had come to Bangalore. After enjoying here for 3 days, they had to catch a train to leave to their hometown. As you know, my mind was caught up in my personal world that instead of booking an AC ticket for them, I had booked a sleeper. After they got into their coach of sleeper, they just blasted onto me for this. Not only for this incident, there were other instances too in the same journey where I wasn't totally present with them. I realized that even though I'm becoming better in my personal life, but at what cost? Is it by destroying relationships that I will achieve my dream? So I changed. Instead of only focusing on me, 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 and me, how can I contribute to others and be present with other people to listen and make their life and our relationships meaningful? Similarly, when your friends say "bhai tu badal gaya hai," understand why they are saying it. There is no harm in asking them. If their reason is valid, like how I shared my experience, then you need to work on what they are saying. This again depends on your personal goals and purpose. If the reason is not meaningful to you, you can politely say why you have changed and help them to see why they too need to change. Again, I'm not telling you to convince them to see the world like how you see it. Gain that understanding of good and bad. Don't immediately make a decision from it. Reflect on it when you are alone and then take a decision whether to change or not. Most of us take an important decision suddenly. You need to understand its plus and minus, connecting with your personal beliefs and then take a stance on it. I do it when I have to make an important decision. I write down on a piece of paper about the positives and the negatives of these decisions and then reflect through my personal beliefs and vision. Sometimes it might be out of my personal beliefs and things that I understand about life. During that time, I consult with a person who is either into that field or who is the suitable person who can guide me through this decision, thus helping me to grow in life while maintaining good relationships with others. Before realizing this, due to my ego, I have lost so many good friends. It's a good thing that your friends told you about it, because you can reflect on this and help yourself to grow. Be grateful for your friends who you have and are helping you to observe a new you in you. I hope you have got a good perspective about it. And most important thing, only cut people out of your life who are toxic, don't appreciate you, and are always complaining. If they are very close to you, try to reduce time with them. I'm sure you got value from this episode about how to take criticism from friends when you are growing in life. Thank you for listening till the end of the episode. Stay tuned for more upcoming episodes by following the podcast, and don't forget to rate the podcast too. Until next time, stay safe and cheers.